Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jen. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Okay, so I'm getting in a very calm, serene mood. We're talking aromatherapy today. We're
talking aromatherapy. This so goes against everything in my Philly vibes to talk this way. But yeah, let's get soothing, shall we?
What's up, Philly? I couldn't even get it out. What's up, Philly?
Sometimes I listen to it when I'm editing the podcast and I'm like, shut up, Jen. Just shut up. You're so loud and you're so staccato. Denise is none of that. Which she's actually has a British accent, so that's even more soothing.
There must be aromatherapists in Philly who are not like, I can't even.
Who are not like me?
No, I was just like, don't talk like Philly.
I know, but there's this like famous, I have this t-shirt. It says, I'm not yelling. I'm from Philly.
Listen, I'm from New Jersey. It's not like we're neighbors. We're neighbors.
My people can't even say the full name of the damn town. Have you ever heard anyone say Philadelphia?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Maybe that's how I had to get in the mode. I'm from Philadelphia.
I'm from Philadelphia. Hey,
I'm Jen.
I'm from Philadelphia. Okay. So listen, I really wanted to be here for this interview. You know I love a bit of aromatherapy. I'm already lying down thinking about this episode. It sounds very relaxing. I'm ready to be informed. I'm ready to diffuse something.
Yeah, and just a reminder, Jess is, you know, sometimes we do solo interviews and everything. Jess is over at Moda Operandi gearing up for fabulousness, so she couldn't join me.
But gearing
she
up!
She will be back.
Yeah. Very exciting. Yes.
No, you're doing the gen. Thank you. Lovely Denise is listening to this intro and she's like, when are they going to get to my interview? Denise, we're going to do it. You're a certified aromatherapist and the founder of Le Boutique. So I was introduced to this brand. Someone gave me one of her candles and I looked into it. I was like, this is an amazing candle. Gorgeous. And I realized she was an aromatherapist and she's the founder. And I thought, oh, I need to know more. Turns out Denise is super inspiring. She runs this brand that is gorgeous. Get this, Jess. It is a side gig. It is not even her full-time job. She works in financial services.
Oh, my God.
The woman also has, you know, her aromatherapy degree, started this beautiful brand. She had some personal health issues that led her to aromatherapy. And she said she's made it her mission to help people de-stress.
So what candle does she burn when she's doing, like, her finance jazz?
I don't know, but she has one candle. She also has a tight edit, as we like to say here at Fat Mascara. And it's an evening candle, and it just has this herbal and ylang ylang, and like, I don't even know. It's just fabulous. I also thought everybody might be into her story because this is interesting. I've been noticing this when you guys call in to tell the Fat Mascara family about products that you love. When you raise a wand, you know, you call us or email us. I would say, I'm not going to do the data analysis on this, but I would say more than a quarter, like, maybe up to half of you talk about how you love buying local or saying that you bought something because you liked supporting an independent business, a female-founded brand, that kind of thing. So I know that's really important to our community. So I've always been on the lookout for more experts who fit that bill, and Denise certainly does. So as a side note, I'm just going to remind you guys, send me those Raise a Wand recommendations. Call us 646-481-8182. Just leave a voice message with a product that you love and why, or email us a voice memo to info@fatmascara.com. And by the way, that can be your homework. Why don't you highlight the small business or female-founded business that you love or independent local business? You got a little candle company you bought at the fall fair? We want to hear about it. I love sharing that stuff with the fam. So do that. And now, what you've actually been waiting for, I'll shut up. Let's talk to Denise. Okay. Hi, Denise. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
Good, thank you. Better soon, I hope, because I'm going to hear all about relaxation and aromatherapy from you. And I know you make these beauty wellness remedies, and they're all based on aromatherapy. Mm-hmm. So for those of us who don't know, what is aromatherapy exactly?
So technically, aromatherapy is a holistic therapeutic application. So we use plant-derived essential oils to enhance one's overall well-being. So one's physical well-being, emotional, spiritual well-being as part of their holistic health. You probably know, Jen, it's a very ancient practice. There's been written records on aromatherapy from 5,000 years ago. And it works well with other practices as part of a holistic lifestyle.
Is it always about aroma? Because you said essential oils, but like sometimes we use those on our skin in different ways and they might not necessarily smell. Is that part of aromatherapy?
Well, it's definitely scent is part of aromatherapy, right? It's aroma and therapy.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
I know that seems obvious, but then sometimes it's like, oh, we have a carrier oil with a little drop of essential oil. So it doesn't really smell, but it's benefiting your skin. Yeah. And I don't know if that would be considered aromatherapy.
Yeah, so essential oils. So aromatherapy is using essential oils. So these are like volatile or aromatic compounds that are extracted from plant materials. And when I say plant materials, I'm talking about flowers or berries or buds, you know, leaves, needles, those types of things. Mm-hmm. What it is it's not herbalism. So herbalism uses the entire plant, whether it's fresh or dried, whereas aromatherapy only uses essential oils. And so essential oils are extracted from those different materials, whether it's woods or twigs or roots, etc., generally by two methods. One is steam distillation, and the other is cold expression, which basically uses a mechanism to extract the essential oils out of things like peels, like citrus peels. So if you've ever peeled an orange, for instance, you remember sometimes you'll see that spray that comes up out of like the citrus peel? That's essential oils right there.
Okay. So yeah, the scent is a big part of it because those parts of the plants are the good smelling parts, right? Right. We're not talking about like a seed that would be cracked to make like, you know, an olive oil type thing that might not have a scent.
Well, you can actually.
Unless it's a good olive oil.
Well, essential oils you can actually get from seeds too. So cardamom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cardamom, for instance, comes from the seed.
But it's considered an essential oil, not like a carrier oil.
Correct. Correct. So carrier oils typically come, so carrier oils, for instance, like argan or jojoba, those also come from plants too, right? But those are extracted, so they're expressed out of the kernels, the nuts, the seeds, etc. But essential oils, it can get confusing, definitely, right? It can get confusing. For instance, when I was first starting, I thought carrot seed truly came, like, was a carrier oil. It's not. Carrot seed is actually an essential oil.
Okay, that's why we have you trained as a aromatherapist to explain this and why it's not just as simple as let's put some stuff on our skin and sniff some stuff.
Exactly, exactly.
So let's go back a little. Okay. How did you even get into this? For stress benefits, right? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a mom. I have a 14-year-old son who's a freshman in high school. I'm a wife and I'm a corporate career woman. So I actually have a career in financial services as well. And I'm originally from London, England. And when I graduated college, I came over to the United States and with not too much clothes, books, pretty much that was it. And I crashed on my father's couch. And after being in college, I was just like, this isn't going to work. I need to have my own space. So I worked two jobs at 1.3 and really, really strove to have my first apartment, which I wanted to rent and furnish and then obviously live, you know, clothing and eating out, the whole nine yards. One thing leads to another. And, you know, I got my first apartment, job, got a house, got married, had a kid, was working as a corporate career woman. You know, with this comes an increasing list of responsibilities.
I mean, I was stressed just hearing about you holding down three jobs at one time, Denise. But yes, add in a family and a house payment and all of that, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, like all of us, you know, I juggle. And, you know, during stressful times, I'm very English. You know, you keep that stiff upper lip and you kind of power through everything. And frankly, I really didn't take care of myself. You know, I mean, it's really hard to hear me say it, but, you know, ultimately, you know, it's all on me, nobody else. You know, I really looked at it as being pretty selfish. So, you know, fast forwarding to 2019, my stress, I tend to internalize, it had built up and my body rebelled. And I'm still powering through it. And, you know, my husband actually spoke up. You know, he doesn't speak up too often and tell me, hey, X, Y, and Z, but this was one of those cases that he did.
So you were like physically unwell at this
physically
point?
Physically unwell. Like physically, like manifesting on my body unwell. So my husband, Joe, basically said, what are you going to do about it? So about a month later, we went on vacation.
That's a good solution.
We had booked a vacation to the British West Indies. So we went to Anguilla. And one day I was just sitting out on the balcony, feeling the trade winds and just really just chilling out, right? I remember what he said in terms of, you know, you need to take care of your stress and everything. And I don't mean to go all woo-woo on you here, but aromatherapy literally just popped into my mind. It just did. And it was like my aha moment. And it was just like,
were you smelling anything as you're sitting here on the
no
other than the ocean breezes?
No, I wasn't smelling anything in particular that said, oh, I want to go into aromatherapy.
It
was almost serendipitous when it happened. Right. And then when it did, I was just like, well, why didn't I think of this sooner? I mean, we grew up surrounded by houseplants from my mother, like it was like living in a jungle at one point.
Same,
right?
And my mom,
right? And she had like so many bottles of perfumes. I remember as a little girl, literally, look, she had one of those really tall dressers, and she had like a million different perfumes up on it. And I remember thinking, A, why do you need so many? Because I'm of the less is more, mentality. But she loved perfumes. And so, you know, when aromatherapy came to me, it was just like, ta-da, of course.
Did you know at this point all the stuff you just shared with us about essential oils and how they're extracted or no?
I didn't know anything other than putting a few drops, you know, into a diffuser and it's smelling good. That's pretty much all I knew at the time. So when I started to explore aromatherapy, I enrolled in the New York Institute of Aromatherapy, which is led by Amy Gulper, who's obviously a true professional in her field.
And also a former guest on our podcast.
Excellent.
Years ago. Yeah.
I just learned so much. I was just absolutely fascinated. And for me, it was, I want to explore more. As I understood about stress and kind of the mind-body impact and literally seeing it manifest on me firsthand, I just wanted to spread the joy of scent and everything that it could do to others. So,
and did you, as you were training, were you putting into practice the things you were learning, and were there specific things that helped you start to feel better?
Yeah, so I would make, for instance, my own like aromatic sprays, like pillow sprays. So that was one of the things I did. And as I was learning too, my father was saying, oh gosh, you know, he's 80 this year. Well, next year, I'm sorry. He's 80 next year. He was suffering from arthritis. So when I was studying, I was like, hey, let me try this on you. And he was just like, yeah, whatever, Denise. But I sent him a balm I made.
What was in this balm?
Oh my gosh, this was some of the stronger essential oils. So I believe in this particular one, I think I had like black pepper and ply and spike lavender, if I recall. Okay. And so I made it for him and sent it over, and he started applying. And he said, you know what, Denise, I'm actually starting to feel a little bit better. So, you know, that definitely gave me a boost of confidence, because my dad's definitely one of the believe it when I see it kind of mentality, you know, but it definitely gave me the confidence to continue.
So that kind of balm that you made for him, and I'm sure you made some things for yourself as well, this is what I still struggle to understand about aromatherapy. Mm-hmm. As you're applying it to your skin, is it just the smell and how that affects your brain that's doing the work, or is it topically also absorbing and doing something?
It's actually both.
Okay. Right. In the case of this balm, yeah.
Well, in the case of all essential oils. So essential oils have two benefits. They have two benefits, right? They're kind of multifunctional. So just like we are multitasking, essential oils are too. So they have an emotional benefit. So you mentioned about smelling essential oils. So that definitely comes from the impact of the aroma on the brain. So when you smell an essential oil, right, it definitely can help reduce stress and anxiety, lower perceptions of pain. It can definitely help increase alertness, etc., right, depending upon the essential oil. But there's also a physical therapeutic benefit as well. So as an example for skin, it can support the health of the skin. It can enhance detoxing the skin. It can help brighten the skin.
Or in this case, the black pepper probably had some sort of like analgesic or something.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So in that particular balm, it was more pain. I was really focused on pain relieving.
If you're working with essential oils and getting, let's go to that brain kind of benefit you were talking about, that mood boost, could you get that from a synthetic fragrance? Like if somebody made a lavender scent with the molecules, you know, that are in lavender in a lab, would that do the same thing as like sniffing pure lavender essential oil? Can we trick our brains into that?
Great question. So I'm not a scientist, right? So I would be hesitant to say no, that only essential oils can do that, because there's some great things that can be made in a lab, right? Synthetically.
And still give you smell good and make you feel good by smelling them.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. Okay. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, It's how our brain
perceives
the smell, right? And that's going to trigger how we respond, right? Do we feel like less stressed? Do we feel relaxed? Do we feel calm? Do we feel like let's go get them, right? So I don't know that I'm comfortable saying yes or no.
No, I get it. But you know what? You bring up something with perception. Mm-hmm. You know, scents like lavender and ylang ylang come up a lot when people talk about aromatherapy. What if somebody just doesn't like lavender? For whatever reason, they have a learned association, like they had a teacher they hated that wore lavender. I don't know what it is. They just don't like the smell.
Yeah.
Are they still going to get that relaxing benefit, you know, that someone who loves lavender would get?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you don't, because it's a dual.
You don't have to like it to have it work.
Correct. But, you know, if you don't like it, you may not be using it. Right?
Right. Okay.
So, and then if you're not using it, then it's definitely not going to work.
So I can be sitting here and like pissed off because something smells like lavender, which I don't like, but then weirdly relaxed still.
Yeah. And frankly, I don't like lavender. I really don't.
Oh my God, I've never met an aromatherapist who doesn't like lavender.
I don't. It's not my favorite scent. I don't know.
I think it can be one of those scents that it's polarizing, right? Like you either like, you just like it or you don't.
Yeah. But, you know, there's like anything in life, there's like different origins, right? So maybe like a French one, maybe slightly nicer than, say, like an English lavender. I mean, I don't know. But for me,
you said something called spike lavender. What's that?
Spike. So spike lavender is a much stronger lavender than the regular lavender that you find in the stores, right?
Okay.
So it's used primarily for, at least I use it. I won't say it's used. Use it if I am making something for somebody, and I only make for friends and family. That's it. For pain.
Okay.
Typically. Yeah.
Well, Denise, technically you don't just make for friends and family because you have a whole line in the boutique. She has a beautiful candle, which by the way, I am burning right now.
That.
I was like, let me get in the mode. I know it's for evening. Your candle's right for like before bed, but like,
yeah,
it's very relaxing.
Thank you. You've just made my day.
Yeah, but my point being, you do use these tools to make products as well, right?
I do.
And so most people, though, if they're stressed out, aren't like, let me go learn about aromatherapy and start a whole other business on top of my financial services career, my motherhood, my wifehood. What made you want to start a line and share this?
I have always, always felt that mental health is a problem, right? And definitely in our definitely since the pandemic, stress and anxiety are on the rise even more so. Americans in general are about 20% more stressed than the global average. And
what?
Yeah.
Now I'm stressed thinking about this.
Yeah.
Now, do you count yourself as an American being, you know, from England?
Have to answer that.
I'm just wondering, are you naturally less stressed than me, Denise?
No. If anything, I think I'm the chief stress officer of all time. I stress all the time. I'm sorry, I forgot your question. What was it again?
My question was, you know, what made you want to then share this? You could have just made for your friends and yourself.
Because especially as a paid working woman, because we all work, right? Mm-hmm. But especially as a paid working woman and just juggling all of these different things. And I didn't think it would happen to me. I thought I was really, really good at juggling everything and being on top of everything and, you know, being responsive and checking the box and it happened, right?
Yeah.
I've always heard about the mind-body connection, you know, and you kind of hear it, but until you experience it, that's when it really hits and that's when it really resonates like anything in life.
So you wanted to speak to women like you who might not even be thinking pay attention to themselves.
I felt it was my calling. I felt like it was my calling. My mother has always said that I'm stressed out. She says, if you spoke to her today, she would say, Denise was born stressed. I mean, literally. I mean, that's what she says. Denise. It's like Denise was born stressed, right? And so when I was thinking about aromatherapy and thinking about, okay, what could I do with it? And then just being stressed, like, it was just like all these pieces came together. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, okay, now I know this is what I was put on this earth to do. This is my purpose. And I want to do whatever I can do to try to get the message out there of taking care of yourself. It's not selfish. And kind of almost with habits and rituals, almost kind of like making a recommitment to yourself. It doesn't have to be, you know, this elaborate 1 or 2 hour preparation. It can be just 15 minutes, just 15 minutes of self-care. Sometimes I'll lie in bed in the morning and do nothing, right? Just for 10 minutes before I start my day and think of nothing. And that's just, for me, that's self-care too. So I'm really, really passionate about, you know, let's stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. It's hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really hard, right? We all've got our outward appearances that we want to keep up and, you know, measures of success, whatever that looks like for you. But at the end of the day, at the end of your day, your body's silent, but it's listening.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Have you heard from people, customers now, because you sell, you know, a body serum and a candle and like that you've helped them? Are there any stories like that that you've gotten as feedback?
I've had one person. Actually, that's not true. I've had a couple of people, but one really resonates in particular. And it was one lady. She said that she's always had problems like sleeping and that, you know, that she's really finding it super, super soothing. She said, I don't know whether it's psychological or not, but for me, it's working.
That she's able to fall asleep more easily using aromatherapy through the products you've created.
Yeah, because, you know, so I sell, as you know, Jen, a body serum that's used at night. So when you apply essential oils, and as always, I want to preface and say, it's never directly. Okay, so it's never undiluted on the skin, right? So it's always got to be diluted in a carrier oil. And it's a slower absorption through the skin. So it's perfect for like nighttime, which is one of the reasons why one of the first products I came out with was a night or an evening serum, is because it allows for the very slow absorption through the skin at night. And so with our ingredients, I really wanted to make sure that they focused on like calm, rest and restoration after you've had a really awful, utterly crazy day, that you have this little piece of luxurious magic for you at night.
So we briefly mentioned lavender, which you don't even love. What are some of the other ingredients used in aromatherapy? Let's just use the serum because I know it has some different essential oils in it. Palo Santo's in it, right?
Yeah.
So what does Palo Santo do?
Palo Santo is an essential oil that is extracted from wood. So it actually comes from the Palo Santo tree. And just like how you may burn it, I'm looking because I have some right here in my office. Mm-hmm. Right? So people typically burn it, to promote a calm and kind of like a peaceful atmosphere. It's the same type of thing with the essential oils, if you think about it, because you're extracting from that same wood. So how it helps is it's deemed as a distressing agent and to help encourage a better night's sleep. So it could help calm any kind of like panic attacks or anxiety or anything else like that. And it has an active role in the immune system. I personally love Palo Santo. I really, really love Palo Santo. I describe the scent as almost like a creamy, woody type of scent, right? It's not like wet wood. It's kind of like a creamy kind of undertone, right? Slightly spicy. Very, very slightly citrusy.
Yeah.
I feel like whenever I talk to people that work in aromatherapy, it's always about relaxing and like chilling out and going to sleep. Are there aromas that can help in the opposite effect? Like, can you make me a wake-up candle? Like, what would be some of those fragrances?
So I would say some fragrances like citrus. Citrus would be...
Right, uplifting, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Citrus fruits like tangerine's a beautiful one. I really love tangerine. Tangerine, bergamot, grapefruit, sweet orange, any of those, right? Because those are very, very uplifting, right? When you, if you cut an orange or something like that, you know, it's like kind of that very bright citrusy scent. Other ones may be like, which you may like, are like from the mint family, like peppermint. You're going to find very like energizing. So it's not all about kind of calm and relaxation, even though that's my gig right now, right? They can have the opposite effect too.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm wondering how much is art versus science on this because, you know, you just named four citruses. Like, could somebody mess it up? You know, and if they're playing around with aromatherapy and making themselves a pillow spray, like if they put the wrong citrus, you know, or they like, is it not going to do anything, or is it? Is there a, like an instinct to it and an art to it that if it feels good and feels right, then it's probably working for you?
I would say it's an art and a science, honestly.
Both.
Yeah. You know, can you mess it up? Maybe if you're using a, you know, some kind of toxic accent, you know, essential oil. And when I say toxic, meaning, you know, some essential oils have more safety precautions than others, right? But generally, the ones that most people are buying or most people use aren't, for, you know, from that standpoint. In terms of can you mess it up? So let's say, for instance, you are making, you know, a pillow spray that has like lavender and geranium and maybe a little bit of orange or something like that in it. No, I really don't think you can mess it up per se. I mean, you want to always make sure you're not making it too strong.
Right.
You always want to make sure you're not making it too strong. It's only a couple of percentage points, right, that you're using. But it's also
What is it? Say someone just pure lavender oil, but they wanted to make it into a body serum. Like, how much carrier oil to lavender would there be?
Yeah. So
you said a few drops, but do you really mean a few drops?
A percentage, right? It comes down it comes down to a percentage. So if you're using it on your body, generally about 2%. Right. Generally about 2% essential.
Essential oil, 98 drops of my carrier oil.
Yeah.
Oh, I have been making very potent body serums. I don't know. I feel like I want to smell it. Like I want to get my money's worth and put a bunch of like good smelling stuff in there.
I understand. And I believe in Europe, it's even lower. I think it's 1% if I recall.
A little bit goes
a long way. I mean, these are potent essential oils, right? But you can't really mess it up. And I mean, scent is a personal thing, right? What I might like, you may not. So it's a personal thing, and you may mix something into a synergy, and next time you're like, I wish it had a little bit more lavender and a little bit less of this.
Yeah. What do you wish more people knew? Clearly, you're teaching us, do not put our essential oils directly on our skin. Mm-hmm. You know, diluted is the way to go with these. Is there anything else that as people, you know, learn more about this and mess around and read things online, you're like, just please know this also?
So, I mean, apart from, you know, what you mentioned, and I'll go back to what I said before, is that skin absorbs essential oils. It's a slower method, but you know, it does allow essential oils to support over a longer period of time than say inhaling essential oils. There's many physical therapeutic benefits and actions on the skin. So I mentioned, you know, a few earlier on, such as reducing inflammation, but it can also help to heal wounds, address infections such as, you know, bacterial or fungus, or some kind of fungal infection. It can soothe itching as well and enhance its overall appearance.
Yeah, like I'm thinking, you know, menthol creams back in the day. I mean, that's technically aromatherapy, right? If it was a mint cream that was helping with itching, wouldn't that be aromatherapy?
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember Vicks Vapor Rub back in the day?
Of course. Right? My mom used to slather it on my chest whenever I had a cold.
Tell me about it, right? But, you know, so, you know, that is menthol that's in that, right? So it's menthol in there, and you are... My mom used to put it right here at the very, very top, and it was... You're smelling that, right? So that, and the smelling of that is helping cure or ail whatever.
Oh my God,
it was.
It's bringing me back. I can imagine exactly. And then the humidifier would always be running. I don't know. I guess when I was sick, she had this like really loud humidifier and then the Vicks VapoRub, and you were like, oh God, I know I'm sick.
Right.
But that is aromatherapy, right?
It is. It is. It's scent.
I'm just thinking about going to sleep like that because also I know you're very into an evening ritual.
Yeah.
And a lot of, here at Fat Mascara, we love getting our beauty sleep. What else do you like to do before bed to sort of like wind down?
So I am pretty anal. So before...
No, Denise, type A, who starts her own company on the side just because she's so stressed, she needs more stress.
Right. Well, so one of the very, very first things I do for my evening is actually plan the next day. I know that may not sound like most people will say, and this is still true, you know, you want to like lower the temperature of your room, make it as dark as possible, et cetera, et cetera. But for me, I got to get stuff out of my head, right? So part of that is planning for the next day. And so I take a few minutes to do that. For me, it's a huge weight lifted off my mind. And one key thing is I never plan more than three things to do the next day. Because if it's more than three, something's going to fall through the cracks. And I'm going to be stressed.
Thinking about only putting three things on my to-do list for the next day.
But
that's
how
stressful.
But how empowering is it if you check off all three things?
Oh, I never check them off. Denise, the to-do list goes from day to day. And like each day, one thing, but it just keeps traveling along with me. You should see it like here. I have it right here. Like the same. You could go back 10 pages and be like, I thought that was on there 10 days ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
but it's still on there.
Well, I carry mine. I mean, I carry tasks over too, right? But I love checking something off. I don't love
so
adding
giving
on.
It, making it more finite so that you will actually complete it.
Yeah.
That's very satisfying.
Yeah, yeah. So planning, I get it out of my head. I try to set out my clothes and breakfast for the next day, but I'm not always good at that, right? I'll be honest. I mean,
oh my gosh.
Try.
I'm impressed.
Well, don't be. I mean, it's an aspiration.
It doesn't always happen.
It's an aspiration, right? Sometimes it happens.
I like that.
Sometimes it doesn't. I always make tea at night.
Oh, what kind of tea?
Peppermint, usually.
Yeah. I love mint tea at night.
Yeah, it's usually peppermint.
Is that aromatherapy?
I don't sniff it. You know, I mean, I'm not there sniffing at it. I'm sure.
I mean, you're smelling it.
No,
as
you know,
it.
I'm going to make it tonight. I'm going to be sniffing it, right, and thinking
yes,
of
yes,
you,
yes.
Right? But typically, I make peppermint tea at night, right? I like to have a nice, calm stomach. And psychologically, for me, it's a trigger. It's a trigger for the evening, like calm down, wind down. And when I have that, I don't want to like be watching TV. I don't have a TV in my room, in my bedroom. And I do not bring my phone into the bedroom either.
Yeah, so, that's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I purposely don't because otherwise I'll be scrolling through something or responding to a text or whatever. So it's just, you know, making sure electronics are out of your room, right? So my brain knows it's time to go to sleep. And, you know, sometimes I journal. I don't do it every night. Again, it's an aspiration to do it every night. But tea is always on the docket at night. And of course, using the serum.
Yeah. Before I do a little speed round at the end here, I have to ask you, other than the products that you make for yourself, what are some of your favorite beauty products? Like, let's do hair. Like, what are like the Denise go-to hair products?
I don't have any favorite hair products per se.
A woman with a to-do list and type A personality just lets it be?
No, it's more skin, right?
Okay, so, what is your skincare?
So I loved Tata Harper's Nourishing Oil Cleanser. That is just like liquid gold for me. Love it. I also love Indies Lead COQ10, I think it is, toner.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Indies Lead, yeah.
Yep. And you know, as far
no surprise, these both rely on essential oils. I know those two brands.
Well, maybe, yeah, that's probably why. And then there's like makeup and stuff. Kira Weiss foundations, RMS, Beauty. I tend to use their makeup lines more than anything. I also like Grown Alchemists, various body products that they make too. So,
good stuff. Yeah. You know your stuff, Denise.
Well, I discovered Credo Beauty years ago.
And shopping?
Yeah, so... Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I shop there. When I, you know, a few years ago when I decided it's time for, and I really started to focus on what I put on my skin and how it affects, I went all in and literally tossed out everything and even my mascara now by Ilia.
Yeah.
So it
has to abide by the Credo standard of clean for you to...
Absolutely.
Got it.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for sharing some de-stressing techniques with us. I'm going to let you go in a second. But first, we do this with every guest. No pressure. These are like just kind of word association. And yours all have to do with aroma, of course, because it's what you do. But Denise, what aroma reminds you of being a kid?
This is not an essential oil, but sun-kissed strawberries remind me of being a kid.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Did you pick them?
Yeah, so back in England where I grew up, we used to go, my parents and my sister, I only had one at the time, I have two now. We used to go strawberry picking. And, you know, my sister and I, of course, was more like strawberry eating. My belly's aching. And, you know, my parents weren't thrilled at that. They would pay, by the pound and then come back home and make their strawberry jams and strawberry this and strawberry that.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I grew up in the country, so... I've got to see green. You're right. I've got to see green. But that's my scent.
Well, I was going to ask, what's the best smelling food? So now you can't say anything strawberry, but what's your favorite smelling food?
I like the smell of garlic.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's a good one.
Yeah, the smell of garlic. I mean, garlic doesn't always love me, right? but I love the smell of garlic. If I smell garlic, I know it's going to be good.
Yes, and I'm immediately hungry.
Yeah.
Okay, what scent makes you think of love or loved ones?
Probably rose or geranium. Something that's flowers, that's kind of like emotionally nourishing for me, it would be, yeah.
Since I know you're not a huge fan of lavender, I have to ask, what scent makes you the most relaxed?
Palo Santo, yeah.
And then what makes you the most energized? What scent?
I love grapefruit.
Okay, grapefruit.
Yeah.
So this is, I'm going to make my own candle now if you'll make it for me. A wake up in the morning grapefruit candle. That's a good one.
Yeah,
so zesty, right?
Anything. Like, I love eating it. I love smelling it. If there's a perfume, I've got it. If there's a cocktail, I'm ordering it. I mean, I love grapefruit.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's the same with ginger. If there's a ginger cocktail, that's the one I'm getting.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, grapefruit. Got it. I'm uplifted and yet relaxed at the same time. Denise, thank you so much for coming on Fat Mascara.
Thank you, Jen, for being here. I appreciate you inviting me.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com. We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.